Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, PO Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
This is the final charge for this retreat that God has brought us through. The transformed minister, transformed people. We began by reading in Romans 12. And so this morning we will conclude by reading Romans 12. Romans 12, we will read from verse 1. I would like us to read it up to verse 11. If it were possible, you would have needed to read Romans 12 from verse 1 to the end, because it's just good to take those instructions very, very seriously. But for our church, I would like to read it from verse 1 quickly to verse 11. I'd like to read in Yoruba this morning. Nitorina. Mo fi iyonu Olorun beyin ara ke yin ko fi ara yin fun Olorun li ebo aye mimo itewogba eyi ni ise iseyi ti o tona ke se ma da ara yin po mo ayeye. Ṣùgbọ́n kí ẹ parada láti di titun nínú èrò inú yín, kí ẹyin kí o lè rí ìdí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run tí ó dára, tí ó sì ṣe ìtẹ́wọ́gbà, tí ó sì pé. Ǹjẹ́ mo wí fún olúkúlùkù ènìyàn tí ó wà nínú yín nípa oore ọ̀fẹ́ tí a fi fún mi, kí ó má ṣe ro ara rẹ̀ ju bí ó ti yẹ ní rírò lọ, ṣùgbọ́n kí ó lè rò níwọ̀ntúnwọ̀nsì bí Ọlọ́run ti fi ìwọ̀n ìgbàgbọ́ fún olúkúlùkù. Nítorí gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwa ti rí ẹ̀yà púpọ̀ nínú ara kan tí gbogbo ẹ̀yà kò sì ní iṣẹ́ kan náà, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àwa tí a jẹ púpọ̀ a jẹ ara kan nínú Kristi àti olúkúlùkù ẹ̀yà ara ọmọnì kejì rẹ̀. Jẹ̀bi àwa sì ti rí ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ ẹ̀bùn gbà gẹ́gẹ́ bí orí ọ̀fẹ́ tí a fi fún wa. Bí ó ṣe ìsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ni kí a máa sọtẹ́lẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwọ̀n ìgbàgbọ́, tàbí iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ kí a kọjú sí iṣẹ́ ìrànṣẹ́ wa, tàbí ẹni tí ń kọ́ ni kí ó kọjú sí kíkọ́, tàbí ẹni tí ó ń gbani níyànjú sí ìgbani níyànjú, ẹni tí ó ń fi fúnni kí ó máa fi inú kan ṣe é, ẹni tí ń ṣe olórí kí ó máa ṣe é ní ojú méjèèjì, ẹni tí ń ṣàánú kí ó máa fi inú dídùn ṣe é, kí ìfẹ́ kí ó wà lé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tán. Ẹ máa takẹ́jẹ́ sí ohun tí ń ṣe búburú, ẹ fara mọ́ ohun tí ń ṣe rere. Ní ti ìfẹ́ ara, ẹ máa fi ìyọnú fẹ́ràn ara yìí. Ní ti ọlá, ẹ máa fi ẹnì kejì yìí ṣáájú. Ní ti iṣẹ́ ṣíṣe, ẹ má ṣe sí ọlẹ́, ẹ máa ní ìgbóná ọkàn, ẹ máa sin Olúwa. May the Lord bring increase unto his word as we go from here this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. We began by looking at this passage, and it is appropriate that the Spirit of God wants us to conclude our retreat from this same passage. We have looked at the appeal that the Holy Spirit has brought to me and you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. We have looked at the mercy in which we stand. We have considered what others were cut off from before we were brought in position. We have considered what God had to do to take away the native branches, those whose fathers were the owners of the covenant, those who by descent were the owners of the ministry, those who by the obedience of their fathers were the inheritors of the oracles, but who by unbelief disqualified themselves and they were cut off. And the Bible says, if God did not spare the native branches, never you think you can hold God to ransom if we will not serve him acceptably with fear and trembling. But this morning, as we go, what does God want me and you to do? There are a few instructions. Instructions unto the transformed minister. Engage in transforming ministry, bearing the transforming message to produce transformed people. What are our instructions? What are the things we must daily? We will not wait until we have another retreat. We will not wait until we gather again. What is it that I must do daily as agent of transformation? Engage in the transforming ministry, bearing the transforming message of reconciliation with the hope of producing transformed people ready for heaven. Can I begin by looking at instructions? Permit me to again repeat what we have said over and over, but it's important. Number one, present your bodies. Now, we said you cannot present your body without being present. Am I right? Brothers, this is a daily thing to do as you are going. Present your body a living sacrifice. Holy. Baba has spoken very seriously about personal holiness in the life of a minister. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. The Bible simply says, That is what? Your reasonable service. When you have not done this, any other service you are doing is what? Is unreasonable. It is unreasonable for you to come on the altar when your own body has been contaminated with sin. Is unreasonable. Any other service you engage at the expense of your personal holiness of life is uncalled for. It's a waste of time. And it will not carry any reward. So brothers, as you go, present every blessed day, present your body a living sacrifice. Present every part of your body, your faculty, a living sacrifice. We said, if it is living, it means it is active, it is strong, it is fresh, it is not obsolete, it is not evaporated, it has not become exhausted. When you are young, when you are strong, present your body to God. Excuse me, brothers, don't let your eyes be used for anything outside the service to which God has called you. Even your eyes. David would not have had all the problem he had if not because he could not control where his eyes was going as he began to look at Uriah's wife. And you know, even though he had a very, very serious ministry that God gave him, that little omission of his life, there is no how you can tell the story of David and that dent will not appear. Don't dent your ministry because you could not control your eyes. Present your body, your eyes, your hands. These are dedicated hands. Hands that handle the holy elements on the altar. How can he also be fiddling? How can the hands, holy hands that you have lifted to God, how can he also be fiddling with strange women? Your hands sanctified. Present it to God, holy. Anything that is contaminating, your hand must not touch it. These hands are already holy hands. Never use that hand to carry or to touch or to be involved with anything that is dubious. As you go now, you are a living sacrifice. You are a man that God has accepted and has put a seal upon and said, this is my sacrifice. Your mouth. This mouth has been sanctified to pronounce blessing. And James said, the same mouth with which we used to bless, do we use the same mouth to curse? Said the Bible, said these things ought not to be so. Have you seen a sauce that produces bitter and sweet water at the same time? That blows hot and cold at the same time? These things ought not to be so. Your mouth has been dedicated to bring the message of the kingdom and to bless and to release the benediction of the Almighty upon people. That same mouth must not be engaged in anger. That same mouth must not be involved in foul language. That same mouth ought not to sing the songs of devils. You have dedicated this mouth to sing the praise of the Almighty. How can we, you remember the children of Israel, when they were told to come and sing before the idols in Babylon, and say, no! How can we use the mouth with which we praise the Almighty God to also sing songs unto the idols of Babylon? Can I ask you? You are a dedicated man, set apart, sanctified for God's use. That which has been sanctified, are you hearing me, ought never to be used for anything contrary. I don't know how to remind you, but let me remind you. Let me remind you something that you may have forgotten. When the temple of Solomon was dedicated and everything was sanctified, including all the utensils, even ordinary utensils, once they sprinkle it with the blood and the anointing, it became holy. These are ordinary utensils. Now when Nebuchadnezzar came and took the children of Israel captive, he carried away all the golden things in the temple and went and put it in his house. But the day God was going to prove that you don't take what has been dedicated to God and use it for something else was the day when Belshazzar, you remember Belshazzar? I don't know, that word do not obey banjo yet. He sat in the midst of his friends. They started serving all kinds of drinks. And it occurred to him, Pelonio, gbogbo ife ti won fin muti yen ko dara fun. It is the dedicated utensils that he must use that day. He ordered them to go and bring all those utensils they used in the temple in Jerusalem that he would drink from it that day. And they brought it. Bin ropoti mu kuti eti si kuti mbe zenobai lulu wana ka abukusi lo se you. Lo bere si riri kuri. If you joke or see ni wari ri ba long gbo jiti mo na ka bi esi kan lo de oni a mo ri nkan o. I saw a hand writing on the wall. Excuse me, brothers. When you take a dedicated thing to use it for unholy thing, a hand will be writing on the wall. We need to tell ourselves, if you didn't want to be in the ministry, get out of it. But if God has given you opportunity and you have become consecrated for the work of God, for the work of the ministry, you are a consecrated man. Others can go anywhere they like, you cannot. Others can misbehave with little consequence. If you do so, a hand will write on the wall. It is not because you are just committing sin. It's because you are dishonoring God. It's because you are challenging the Almighty God to battle. You can't wear this holy dress and behave as if you are an ordinary man. You can't carry the vessel of the Lord and treat it as if the Lord unto whom it was dedicated has lost his power. That same day, there was an handwriting on the wall. You have been weighed in the balance and you have been found wanting. And this night, you have finished. Joganye, Osunro Joganye, eh? Kilo Celestio, Tie Pari. May you never, never dear the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. When sin is inviting you, remember this message. I am a dedicated vessel. God has started drinking from my life. No devils will drink from it again. I have started to handle the holy things. And the Bible says, those of you that bear the vessels of the Lord, depart from what? Iniquity. Brothers, as you go, what will give authenticity to your ministry is that you remained a dedicated vessel in the hand of God. You may see other preachers making jest of their calling. You may see other pastors living recklessly as if the Lord has lost his strength to call them to order. May I advise you, to whom much is given, much is required. May I remind you as you go from here, present your body, even your leg. There are limited places where you can go now. When I was talking to you about the priesthood of the Levites, do you know a priest who is robed must not see the dead? He must not have anything to do with dead body in those days. And if he had to do, he went for 7 days of cleansing. He will stay outside the camp before he can come back. Because you are bearing holy things, you don't contaminate yourself with the dead. Now, I'm not talking about dead physically. I think the Holy Spirit is dealing with the fact that anything that is of the dead, anything that does not carry life, anything that is contrary unto the living Spirit of God, God's servant, who bears the holy things, ought not to be what? Involved. Be ye separate, because you are sanctified for a divine assignment. And as you go from this retreat, these are daily instructions. When you wake up, remind yourself, I am a dedicated vessel in the hand of the Almighty God. I am a living sacrifice, holy. I am a man on the altar. I have been called to bear the holy things of the holy God. I dare not make myself vile. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Spirit of God remind you this on a daily basis. May the Spirit of God himself supervise you every time in the name of Jesus Christ. This is your reasonable service. If we fail in this, whatever else we are doing is unreasonable. What is the next instruction to the man of God? And be not conformed to this world. I don't know. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. The first aspect of that second instruction says, conformity to the world is a danger to the growth of your ministry. The world is against God. The Bible says, love not the world and the things that are in the world. Is that not what the Bible said? Say, Emma Shefi Aye, Atikinio, Atun Umbogotin Beninu Aye, to the Antioba Fi Aye, Ife Baba Kusininore, Umbogotin Beninu Aye, Ife Kupetiala, Ife Kupetinio, Tioju, Ati Ilera Aye, Iberaga. Those are the things that are in the world. You cannot say you love God and you love the world at the same time. The book of James also says, "Enyiko amakwe, ibari aye kinio isota olorun ni." There is no man who is at peace with the world system and is at peace with the Almighty God. One of the things I would like to say to you, as you go, so that your ministry can continue to produce transformation in the midst of the people, do not be conformed to this world. One version says, don't let the world squeeze you into its own mold. Don't let the world capture you and make you its own slave. The Lord Jesus Christ praying said, they are in the world, but they are not of the world. We are ambassadors of Christ into the world, but we do not belong to the world. And the power of our ministry is in the reality of our standing separate from the world. You cannot conquer the world that has entered into you. Are we together? You cannot overcome the world that has already captured you. And I would like to say to you, the world system is very aggressive. The world system is moving very, very fast. And you see, as preachers, if there is anybody that is the priority that the world wanted to capture, it is you. Our world has become a little more easy. You know, in those days, it is difficult for a man like you to wear your cassock and go for film show in the cinema house. Abibeko, ujuti oje ni ejiko ni jega edebe. Ana, Baba Pastor, kile wade biyo, kile wambi, you won't even go near. When you see the young people pressing into the cinema hall, you can't go there. Even if you want to be a library, the way things were in those days, something makes you feel, you would rather sit somewhere and watch it. And you will have to run and be looking for somewhere where nobody will know you are. But the world system has changed. Do you know that cinema houses, nobody is using it again? When sometimes I see many churches buying over cinema houses, people think it's a revival. We didn't understand that the world system
has gone beyond cinema house. You know what they have decided to do? You don't need to go anywhere. We will bring cinema to your bedroom. Some years ago, if you want to watch television, even in your room, and you put the television in the parlor, part of the problem was that for you to stand up from your bed, to go and change from one station to another, is difficult. You say, come and play. But now, the world system has made sure that you don't need to stand up anywhere. He has put remote in your hand. And you can do like this. And you are scrolling into all kinds of channels. And now with DSTV and all the things they have brought, all the satellites, you can sit here like this. And you are watching 100 channels. And they are crystal clear. Crystal clear. Explicitly clear. Huru 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 simbe ma. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some of your system that can fast forward and rewind. What is the world system doing? The world system is making it easier and easier to capture you. So right in your bedroom, you can be in the world. You can actually be in the cinema hall. You can actually be involved in very explicit pornography. And nobody will know that the man of God has entered cinema. Opolopo aro pe adua le ngba won ni ma pe ti wonu aye won ro pe bibeli le nka te ti gbajuma handset yen abi the laptop won ni ma pe ti wonu web. You know when they call it World Wide Web, kill it to my web, sir. Can it web? I want a tacon, a land tacon. A tacon. Everyone, why ye? You know when they name it web, they know what they were saying. They battery, I want a land tacon. Everybody, man, say it. They battery, wobai. Keto Bombe is a problem. So when they call it World Wide Web, it's a web. Sometimes you say, let me just look at that site. Five minutes. You are there for 5 hours. Sometimes unsolicited links. They call it pop-up, Abby. I can jump on it. I am a girl dying to see you. Would you reorder my sebai to your Lord come here? And you will be looking at it in a pay life. If you want to see more, click here. On Lonnie L. You that you used to have night vigil of prayer, you will now have night vigil inside the web. You won't know that you are there until 4 a.m. When whenever you feel like sleeping, honey, wait. Don't go. There is something more exciting coming.
Ojin lo ni e o. Ojin wonu itakun aye ni o.
Not many people that went in came out.
They know what they are doing.
So the word of God comes this morning as you are going. Be not conformed to this world. The world is making it easier and easier and easier to be entangled with it. Do you know now? Do you know as I'm talking to you now? You actually don't need to go and look for a girl anywhere. You only need to go to Facebook. And discussion will be going on. You can be chatting. And what they call chatting, intercourse. And they have made it in such a way now that anytime intercourse, you can be seeing her face. Only if you see any bit of a long, you won't know of it. Yes, very dangerous things. Some are so wicked that they will take photograph of their private parts. Many preachers are entangled. Several pastors are in trouble. Many of their marriages are scattered. Because the man is hooked. It's as if he's taking something serious. There's nothing there. Itapunio. Choluo bagbanya ayetigbao. What is the instruction as you go this morning? Be not conformed to this world. Can I tell you a secret? If the world is totally useless, it will never attract you. There are some certain useful things in it. Am I correct? There are some useful things in it. Is it not useful? But you just do like this. And you Skype. You know what they call Skype, sir? You Skype. You see your daughter that is in UK in her bedroom. Question came for our grandchildren. You and you. Is it not useful? Oh, useful, no, sir. But it's in Belen Yofa. Oh, do you know? When you want to catch fish, Clement BC, a god of fee, Kiloru Kodampe, FPJ, sorry, war. Labe, J, Kilowambeo, I war. They will decorate. Ije, the bait. You will never suspect that ninu ije yo iwo wa nbe. There is no correct fisherman that will put ije and forget to put a hook. If you will not do it, the greater hunter, which is the devil, how can he give you his chair? Come up, he was. When has the devil become so friendly? When has the devil become so kind, so generous, that he will give you a free lunch? They said there's no free lunch in London. You will pay for it. Every usefulness that the world system brings, look for the catch. You should be asking every time, and where is the catch? Unless we are conscious that behind every usefulness that the world system brings, there is a catch for the kingdom of darkness. And if we were wise, he said, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. Be ye therefore as wise as serpents, but as gentle as the dove. Many things appear useful, and I tell you they are useful. Is it not useful that when you want to preach, you don't open Bible again because kini oti tobi ewa drunti mungbeki oti wuwoju ayetin sope beli ten beki fakia oti wuwoju mu telephone redani come and scroll. It looks easy, abi. But you know one of the first things he does is taking away our identity. In the days of persecution, Baba, we were particularly instructed to buy Dick's Bible so that you carry like this and a Jesus person. But now, it is old fashioned to be identified with carrying Bible. I can't move any kind of anything. And you see, as our churches are growing, do you know that gradually people are coming to church without Bible now? Do you know that we are being tempted right now to do what you call overhead? Where we are putting any Bible verse you want to read, you put it there. So I want my jazz. Tabafe Kori. Oh, ni we only mau. Ibu lo wabai. On the screen, why am I wearing it? Now let me remind you. What did they carry home? You don't know that the Ishuotawa. He jelofuanye, but he walk. Is walking gradually to block our memory of the Word of God. Do you know that since Anset came, how many numbers can any of you remember now on your head? Eh? You will know now that you don't use your brain anymore to cram anything. Because King and cram. In your Antichrist, Obama Agbajoba, it doesn't take him 1 minute to wipe off all those memories. Everything that many of us are doing, they are advising you, back it up in the clouds. They are collecting every information about you. Wọ́n ń gbé síbẹ̀. Njẹ́ tí wọ́n bá wife ọ̀pá ẹ̀? Bunduku, bunduku. You'll be completely unable to do anything. How many of you know now that gradually gbogbo owo te ni ni bank, all the money you put in bank now, they are making it easy, it appears easy. Nobody asks for your name anymore. What are they asking for now? Your PIN number. So when the Bible talks about the Antichrist and the number, that towards the end of the world, the only thing that will matter now is your PIN number. And once they punch your PIN number, all your particulars appear. And I hope you know now that by the advent of GPS, they can locate you anywhere. But you see, the world system is making it, is presenting it on the platform of what? Pleasure, usefulness. And the child of God is not saying, where is the catch? What is this prince of this world wanting to collect? But can I remind you, the Bible said, let us use the world, but let not abuse it. Do you hear me? We should do what? We will use the world, but we must not abuse it. We must not be enslaved by it. We must continue to set our limits. As you go, sir, for your own life, be not conformed to the world. Don't become used to the world system. Hallelujah. If I can advise you, remain old-fashioned. Deliberately keep yourself in the old school so as to be able to set the boundary beyond which the world system will not capture you. Did I say you should be unaware of what is going on in the world? No. Please learn the computer, because life is the computer. That's where they are going. All of you must learn some basic computer so that you know how to operate. It has become the language. Nobody is sending letters to post office anymore. Hello, Feman, lost the post office in Lovegbambe. At the time, we thought that at least when you want to send parcel. But nowadays, with the scanner, then about his kind of advice. Or to David in law. The world has gone on. Technology has been so useful. But the brain behind it has a hook. Why we speak about a transformation in our generation? We have a world to contend with. We have a world that is encroaching. To capture our young people, you need to be fast in your thinking. You need to begin to say, oh God, what must we do to bring effective ministry to the youth? Because I want it, Lord Jiwalo. But now I'm asking you two questions. As you go from here, be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world capture you. But I'm first concerned about personal captivity by the world system. I said personal captivity. You need a deliberate attempt not to become a captive of the world around you. You must be very, very deliberate. If not, you'll be swept. I beg you, pastors, do you know now that we have come into a generation where you don't need to pray much before you get what to preach? You can just type your topic on the web, and 20 different sermons will just come down. Even as you are preaching on the pulpit, once your modem is there on your iPad or something, right from the cloud, it drops. Hallelujah! The world system is making it possible now that you don't need inspiration before you deliver a very powerful sermon. And it does not cost anything for you to access the virtual library that has now been made available. To such a point that if you do not maintain your spiritual discipline, you can be an totally indisciplined minister and nobody will know for a long time. Nobody will know that you have not prayed. Nobody will know that this message you are preaching is not your hard work. Nobody will know that this beautiful sermon you have produced, that you just and it will look a powerful something. In our own days, we cram the word of God. Scriptures were in our head. There were no even concordance when we started. We are the ones that formed our own concordance by ourselves. We jump from Leviticus to Hebrews to correlate and tie things together in our spirit. It doesn't happen like that anymore. You don't need to cram anything. Everything is already there for you on your fingertips. Where is the catch? You can be a preacher whose spirit is alien to the Holy Ghost. You can appear to be succeeding when your inner man has not really engaged God very seriously. When we were seeking to write books, it was such a serious work to try to write. You prayed, you walked. When you wrote, when you finished, there's a mistake, you tear it, you start again. The word has made life easy. Somebody can be preaching now, and what he preached by tomorrow is a book. What a matter for him. Because all the facilities to make that thing happen has happened. So it's not every book I see on the road that I buy now. Because not many of them are inspired. Not many of them were born after the midnight cry. Not many of the materials we see now came out of the travail of the Holy Spirit over the soul of the authors. These were things that anybody could, you just click, you drag, you drop, drag, drop, drag, drop, drag, drop. You give a command, paragraph, everything. Everything is set. And by tomorrow. And you don't even need to be going to all these old printing press. That man say letter press, that man press, that man say go see your man. Eh? You can actually have your printing press in your bedroom. Everything is set. And you know what I discover nowadays? There's now what they call print on demand. Charles, you know about print on demand. If we come for a meeting like this and want to produce a book, I'm going to low and be 300. We produce 300 for you. Finish. So you think that this man is a big author. You're wrong, Bogwe. But I said the word system will not have been attractive if it is not useful. Abi? There are usefulness that we must not ignore. I'm not asking you to go back to letterpress when already now there is a computer to plate. Gbogbo lithography ta ma se ngba yen ta ma ya photo ta ma se ba ra ma woda kun ko si nbe yen ma aye ti lo. Nothing like that anymore. That even say film here, that could seem better. Say we want one photograph. I don't want to sustain nobody. How many of you now go to photo studio to do any photograph? You just bring your thumbnail, you take it, and write in your house. Your printer will print it for you, and whatever size is there. Any come have your photo, come and face me, I can send it, can go slim. I hear the bachelor home. Many people have been rendered redundant. Now let me tell you why. Why? The Bible says in the end time, men will be lovers of pleasure. So you see, as the world system is making sure that hard work is no more important, it is replacing it. We're looking at after pleasure. So you can see now that football has taken a different dimension. Pleasure. Any kind of pleasure. What the world system is looking for now is how to increase pleasure. And this is going to try to encroach the church unless God helps us. What is your instruction, man of God? Be not conformed to this world. Don't get entangled with their standards.
But be ye transformed.
By what?
By the renewing of your mind.
To continue to be a transformed minister and to keep being transformed, your mind must continually be what? Renewed. And the greatest weapon of keeping our minds renewed all the time is the Word of God.
The Lord will bless you as you go in the name of Jesus Christ.
It is as you renew your mind daily
that you'll be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Continue to think soberly. Don't forget where you are coming from. Don't forget where God picked you. Don't forget the grace that you have received. Don't take the grace of God in vain.
Can I go quickly to verse 6? And I want to read verse 6 in Yoruba before I return to English.
Ndebi awa sitin ri oto to ebun gba gege bi ori ofe ti a fi fun wa bi o se isotele ni ki a se kini o ki a ma sotele gege bi imo igbagbo tabi ise iranse ki a koju si ise iranse wa.
That's the next instruction, and I want to put it very quickly.
I'm reading it from Yoruba because oro ti won fi son Yoruba o lorin pupo.
What is that word?
Oni to ba je ise iranse ni o ke se kini o ke koju si. Face your task. Concentrate on your ministry. The grace that you have received, don't let it get into the grave. Tell somebody for me, grace is not for the grave. Grace, ori ofe te riba, ori ofe lati ba Olorun sise ni. Agbodo bo ori ofe mole. Iwe Korinti keje ori kaba ni mo be yin pelu anu Olorun, mo fi yonu Olorun be yin. That's another place oni mo fi yonu Olorun be yin pe ke ma gba ori ofe Olorun ni kini o lasan. Now, why am I coming back to conclude like that? Many times, once we became ordained, one of the mistakes that happens to many ordained preachers is that they forget that the growth of your ministry, are you hearing me, is not the hierarchical promotion. Many times you are thinking that now I'm ordinance, now I'm going to be reverend, then I'm going to become canon, I'm going to be... No! What actually promotes you is not the official promotion, it's your gift. If God has given you ability to teach the word of God, you are a teacher. Even though now you have been made a vicar, don't ignore your teaching grace. So that when they come to that parish, what will stand out in that parish is your teaching, because ori ofe to riba niyan. Àwọn tí ó ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìsọtẹ́lẹ̀ kí wọ́n kọjú sí. Àwọn tí ó ti rí orí ọ̀fẹ́ ṣe ìránṣẹ́ gbà kí wọ́n ṣe kíni o ẹgbájúmọ́. Don't come into the ministry to forget what is the gift that you had. Do you know that some of you before you were priesthood, you were evangelists. But since you became a priest, what has happened to your evangelism now? Renity Doga. All that remain now is that they are now carrying the cross in front of you. They are now moving like this. Yorukoti Baba. Atiniti Oma, Atiniti Emimimo. Amen. Kiluwa kosha anufo. Kiluwa kosha anufo iwana. But that was not what brought you out. It was the evangelistic anointing that made you relevant. Why did you leave it? Why did you pack up your crusade equipment? Because you have been ordained? Why can't you carry your crusade equipment again and tell some young people, oh yeah, tell me I'm loving crusade. When I, Baba Pastor said crusade, yes. It's a jolly crusade grant. Wawo ntolugbala mi se iyanu lo je. And as you are doing that, you preach the word of God. When souls are saved, and one more to koda ni pe, look, edo kumbi. Do follow up for the next 1 week. We are coming back. And before you know it, a little church will start in that village. The archdeaconry may not have money to sponsor that new church in your care. Olu atoko wajo, yo sekini yo, yo vidi wamule. It is not that you have waited until the bishop just decide to prefer. That's not the issue. Do you know that your little parish, as you are going from evangelism here and there, and you are planting little churches, do you know that all those churches, they will be answerable to your little church? Am I right? Eh? What are you planning to become gradually? You will soon become an archdeacon. Because what is an archdeaconry? How do you... Baba, can the definition as deaconry? Parishes that are under the control of an archdeacon. Supposing as a young preacher, you have gone here, you've gone here, you've gone here, and you have now started about 50 parishes. And while you are still waiting for them to give you priests, you have got your young men. You've given them the little training of how to conduct service, but particularly how to preach the gospel. And the churches are running. And one man just told Ninibi. Then he said, "Kagbe adre magbagbe awon ijo ti Olorun mu kagbe kale ni onibanla." Do you know that your little church will become a missionary church? Do you know that when they are giving, some of them will say, "There is this motorcycle Timo Loku. Mo pe yo wulo fun brother Irewole. Ki o bi ma lo soni banla." Do you know that your church is becoming a giving church? Except the bishop is blind not to notice you. Because when you are coming for the Anglican Diocesan Convention, ti won kero bo ah nbo leyin tin ba ako won jo ni nbo lele ti wa a oni ban la ni alagbede ni yi kini bye bye ah nbo ni gbogbo yin ti yo ran ni a awon baba pastor wa awon ni wa se crusade be lo luwa ti fara han wa na de ti dajo sile. We have been waiting for you, Lord Bishop. Can we say confirmation for what? Do you know that Baba will sleep, he will wake up. He will sleep again, and he will wake up. By the third night, your preferment is on the way. You see, what will make you grow is your gift. The gift of a man makes a way for him. Don't come here and become dormant. There are some of you that the gift of God, Ori of Eteriba, is exhortation. God has given you power to preach. Whenever you preach like this, hearts of people are broken and warm. Don't lose that in administration. Not all of you are administrators. Let's understand that. It's not all of us here that God has given the gift of administration. But you know, unfortunately, we think administration is the highest. No. The grace that God has given you, a bajuma. To bajeti kikoni ni, e kojusi ikoni. To bajeti ikbani ni ya juni, inibeni kaiteo, e bajuma. So that every time, you know, the more you use your grace, the more it increases. Every time it's about Bekanga, whenever it's about Bekanga, it's about Wakanga, the first omita akwambe, so she mu, kilama se, akogman danu. Don't be discouraged. The first layer of water that comes out of your well might not look drinkable. But there's no other way to reach the drinkable water until you fetch out that undrinkable. Many people are unable to engage their gifts because the first time they went out for crusade, nobody repented. The second time they went, nobody repented. The tenth time they went, they saw no result. There's no problem with that. They are bound wakaga, but a man said here. As you keep fetching, fetch all that they fend down on it. No. It's the part of progress of reaching the level of usefulness. Are you hearing me? How many preachings have I preached in my lifetime? Temi na mba mba wa akini mwa wache so enisi. Kote yeni kaka. Sometimes I will go back home. I'm not going to go back again. Go back again. Go back again. The only way to reach the drinkable water is to keep fetching. And as you fetch, other people in the anuni, kodanu, is the normal process. I can see some of you are looking for signs and wonders. Koribeye. Koribeye. Ase danu le yan kokoshe. But then you offend ye rara. Ajo luwa majen sase danu. No. gbogbo àwọn tó ṣe àṣeyọrí àṣedànù ni a kọ́kọ́ ṣe. I'm sorry. Yo, Basu Rosso. And yeah, I believe Muffin Yekon. So, I say, Bill Lama, I say, Bill Lama, I say, it's all right. I say, Bill Lama, I say, but I must tell you the truth. Every man that you see standing today, they are falling 50 times. But do you know that every time you went out, you preached, no result. There's a result. It's just that the result is invisible. It has sharpened your life more. It has cleared your throat more. It has brought more confidence into your ministry. It has brought you into a better position with God. It has increased your prayer life. If you don't make an attempt, you will never make any progress. Can I charge you as I conclude this morning? As you go from this meeting, are you hearing me? You might just be an assistant under a senior minister. And all that they have been assigning you to do is many jobs. Do it well. In that parish, look at so many, many people that you could have just sat with, counsel them in the word of God, and when you finish, carry them and go and meet Baba Venerable Baba, and Arakunrin Imotibaso Roshuma at Debi Oru Adua. And you keep on for Duagba, Eban Bali Luri. And you are there. In between about in Badra to go on a Luri when you call Jesus. Do you know that what you have done? You are growing. But some of you, you know what you have done? You have suspended your grace, waiting until they will give you a parish. When you have already perished your grace, what will you use in the parish? Tell somebody again, grace is not for the grave. Please tell somebody. Don't wait until you say, when I'm now posted to my parish, my dabira kusibira kanda order. Kosibira kankan to order o tori pe gbogbo o ti yin geko to de be. Engage your grace. Engage the gift of God as you go. As soon as we leave Ologun now, begin to ask, Lord, ori ofe to fun mi, how do I use it? Some of you Olorun fun ni ori ofe ibeniwo. He that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Whatever God has given you, go and do it. That's what will bring increase to the ministry. Are we together? That is what will bring transformation first to your ministry and to the people under you. There is no magic about growth in the ministry. When I met him, I said, yes, when the man of God just raised on hand, the spirit just kuribe. Isn't it jebe? I saw the name, what can I beg over any? If it's a genuine life grows. It's only Christmas tree. No man, la man ri overnight.
But if it's a genuine life, it grows.
Please, sir, take time to grow your grace. Take time to engage your gift. Take time to exercise. Exercise. That's what will make you vibrant. When you exercise your spirit, do you know, for me, I will be one of the first in my life, Lord, they will wear Mesu. Ali Ojade. You know what I'm doing? Let me see your dear daddy. I am exercising myself. My spirit is moving. My heart is moving. I cannot be doing that. Get your wife to convert them. No. And by the grace of God, your daddy alone, your daddy Lola. That's how to develop the grace of God in your life. To develop your teaching gift. That's how to do it. Don't wait until they will invite you to come and teach a whole house. There are some fine young people. It's over stages now. They will come. Am I right? Prepare Bible study as if you are preparing for 1,000. Sit on those five boys. What you are doing is that you are sharpening your gift. They will grow. And as their lives are affected, one of them will run one meeting and say, Baba Pastor, hey, a cobbling to Kwani or Tuesday. It's a special class, 10 to 11, Laman Losibe Laro. To Barai, join us. Very soon it will become 7, it will become 10, it will become 15, it will become 100. That's the growth. That's the growth. There's no magic about growth. To grow is to grow. Am I right? The only way to grow is what? Is to grow. May the Lord strengthen you. May the grace of God in your life, may He burst forth. Kuri of your Lord, ko bu your Lord ya ye. Finally, I'm jumping to verse 11. That's the final thing I want to say. You can go through all others. But verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Do what? Serving the Lord. Niti seti se ema si ole ema ni igbona okan ema si oluwa. As you go from here, niti seti se o kibeli ke ema se o. Not slothful in business. Don't be slothful. Don't procrastinate what you should do now. The man you should visit with the word of God, don't say, I will go next week. The place you can go today, don't say tomorrow. Be urgent with what God has given you to do. Don't be slothful. Let me inform you, sir. And this is what I like to say to any man. Do you know that whatever anybody is using you to do, even if it's like a punishment, it is you that is being developed. Are you hearing me? They may get the immediate benefit, oh, but the permanent growth is yours. It's not theirs. But you require Vika here, that my senior priest could tell you me. Come and feel me, call me. He sends me to places where there's nothing. Imagine to send me just to defend a good time. Do you know that if you go to a church that is dying, even if it is by punishment, and you got there, and the foolish say, a foolish say, and the church revived. And just when you are about to settle down, Let me tell you, do you know all of that is you that is being developed? Gogo, really? All the experiences that you are getting in all those places, nobody can take it from you. The anointing that will break forth from your life is yours, it's not theirs. They are only making you more versatile. Don't be slothful. Take everything that happens to you as opportunity to grow. Hallelujah. Don't complain about anything. It is your opportunity to develop. If they give you an impossible task, and they now give you a deadline, if you don't do this, and it might look as if they were taskmasters, like the taskmasters of Egypt. Do you know that what Egyptians didn't know is that what they were using the children of Israel to do, they were only making Israel a formidable nation that they will not be able to withstand tomorrow. Do you know that Egypt had money, but Egypt can never withstand Israel up till tomorrow? Why? They developed them. The resilience that Israelites had, that even if there are only 200 in a place, they tell themselves, we are able to take over. The reason why up to today all the nations of the world could sleep everywhere grew out with them palace lori. Whenever their prime minister Abaji Dani, that's what we are doing. You can't stop them. How did they become like that? When they suffer in Egypt, something was developed in them. So even though the whole world was ready to crush them, they remain uncrushable. Even when God wants to use you, it's not arbitrary. He trains you. In business, a message here or there. Eban so fun baba to wa legbe yin pe ma yo le ninu ise yi. Turn to the back. Eba so bene pe bro ma yo le ninu ise yi ma yo le. Ema fi sise oluwa. Eni igbona okan. The Bible is saying, be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. That's my final word to you. Let me tell you the truth is this. Be fervent in spirit, serving who? The Lord. May I remind you, you are not serving church members. Àwọn kan ló pè ní ṣíṣe yìí. Ta ló pè yín o? That's the one you are serving. Bàbá ní aṣíjú kí n rì. Ṣáwọn ló pè ọ ṣíṣe yìí. So whom are you serving? The Lord. You must keep remembering that I am in this diocese serving who? The Lord. Under the administration of my Lord Bishop, under the supervision of the Archdeacon, under the guidance of my supervising priest, for it is the Lord I am serving. Eni gbonoka, ema si oluwa. As you go from this meeting, don't forget that your service is to the Lord. And the Lord you serve, olumetoni. Kini mo pe oluwa o? Olumetoni. Only God is not unfaithful to forget your labor of love. Aye le gbagbe. Ṣe mo Oluwa ko ni gbagbe. Ọ̀rẹ́ bí Jésù kò sí láyé yìí. Jésù nìkan lọ́rẹ́ òtítọ́. Ọ̀rẹ́ ayé yìí lè kọ́ni sílẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n Jésù kò jẹ́ gbàgbé wa. 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 Ọ̀rẹ́ òtítọ́. Jésù Kristi kò jẹ́ gbàgbé mi. Kò jẹ́ gbàgbé wa. Kò jẹ́ gbàgbé wa. Kò jẹ́ gbàgbé wa. Kò jẹ́ gbàgbé wa. Ọ̀rẹ́ òtítọ́. Jésù Kristi. Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà. Let's go to God in prayer now. We have been here for these past several days, and it is time for us to move. We have been on the mountain top. We are going now to the valley of our services. Can you pray this morning, Oluwa? I present my body a living sacrifice. I am a dedicated vessel. Ayé òní rí mi múlò. Ẹ̀sìn òní rí mi múlò. Àwọn bẹ̀sátà ayé yìí wò ní fi mí mu tí ìyan gan. Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà. Pray about that first. I am a vessel unto honor in the hand of God. Set apart for his use. Ẹnu tí mo ti fi ń bùkún àwọn èèyàn, it will not be used for anything else. Ọwọ́ mímọ owó àdúrà tí mo ti gbé dìde yìí, n ò tún ní ìná sí òrìṣà, n ò tún ní ìná sí ayé mọ́. I dedicate my body, my mouth, my eyes, my leg, everything about me. A holy sacrifice. Ẹ̀sẹ̀ òní rí mi lò mọ́. Ẹ̀sẹ̀ òní wọnú àgọ́ mi. I am set apart for God. Set apart for His glory. Lord, as I go from here, I go with an understanding. I am yours and yours forever. Just pray to God. Pray in your spirit anyhow. Dedicate yourself to God and as I'm going, oh God, bearing the only vessel, me myself, I'm that vessel of the Lord. Ah, God, Lomini Lokulono Ayema, set apart for Jesus. Lord, help me in holiness, becoming acceptable unto you every day. Lord, I go. Lord, I go. Forth in thy name, O Lord, I go. My daily labor to pursue the only day resolve to know. All things are to
Eteka koni yele kasi o
Oluwa mi munja Jade lo La tisise Ewa nika Le mi oma Loro Lero Ati nise.
One more time.
Oluwa mi my daily labor to pursue day on day resolve to know Nero ati nise.
The second prayer, Oluwa gba mi lowo aye.
I will not be conformed to the world. I will not be entangled by the world system. Aye oni yesi mi. Aye oni ri mi gbese. Aye oni ri mi lo. Aye oni so mi deju. Aye oni so mi di akurete.
Let us pray right now. I will not be conformed to the world. I will not be trapped by the world. I will not become a captive of the world system. Let us pray.
Opolopo lo bere se ranse sugbon won o pari e.
Opolopo lo lorun bere si lo sugbon won ti tedu arele.
Opolopo ni emi Olorun pe wo tele.
Sugbon gba ti aye wonu aye won.
Aye ye si won.
Won ti di otuba nte.
Oro Olorun o dun lenu won ma.
E gbadura laaro yi.
Oluwa gba mi lowo aye.
Ma je ki aye
ko re mi lepa.
Don't let the world system cripple me.
Ma je ki n ku
sona bi efi.
Ìrìn àjò tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ nínú ayé mi yìí.
Mú mi délé ológo.
Olúwa, mú mi délé ológo.
Please pray.
Please pray.
Day by day.
We are in the world, but we are not of the world.
Ìfẹ́ kú fi ayé.
Ìjẹ kú jẹ ayé.
Ìwòkú wáyé
kò ní rè mí lẹ́pa.
Ẹ bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Call on the Lord this morning.
The world system is very, very tricky.
Many that started where they have become captives.
Many that have the grace of God on their lives,
they have now started telling stories.
Ìtàn àròsọ ní ń fàyè wọn sọ báyìí.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè,
mú mi délé o,
mú mi délé o,
Momedele Ologo. Maje ki nku seyin, maje ki ki nku sona bi efi o. Maje ka yos, ka yos tomi da kurete. Everything the devil is doing, every attempt of Satan to destroy, to captivate, to render you impotent as you go from this retreat, determine under God, I will not fail. Oluwa mo ni subu o, e gbadura o, e ni subu ara o, e ni subu emi o. Ayé oni ri yin mo. Ese oni so yin deni eyin o. E gbadura. Pray. Pray. Kini hun to n kera mura mu yen. To wo ni ti o paje ko ni ri yin mo. Ese oni ri yin mu se je o. Call on the name of Jesus this morning. As I go from here, I go victorious. Oni eyin omo mi, eyin ti segun aye. Tori anything gbenu yin oju anything gbenu aye lo. Oluwa yo so yin di asego. E o si ju asegun lo. In your ministry you will be victorious. You will rule over the world. The world will not rule over you. Thank you, Father. Mara Kashando Robosturia. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Adua didun to pe mi lo kuro laye lo wa jui te baba mi ni akoko adua didun o ti ko mi ki wo jure ki gbe kele ki se gbagbo ogo gbani mi le liya oko adra dido. Aniya mile niya koko. Mo fe ke ko gba aniya yin le Olorun ni oni. O gbogbo ti se aniya lori se iranse yin. O gbogbo ti eyin te ti n ba jija kade. E je ka ko siwaju Olorun ni awakati adua la waye o. Ki wo jure Kimbekele Kinsi Bago Mubo Ago Arasile Odi Boshe Adwa Didun Marakashando Roboskuri Agbala Agbala Agbara to ti agbara lo ki Oluwa ko pe woyi. E bere fun agbara laaro ipe Oluwa. Agbara to ti agbara lo. Agbara ajagun segun. Agbara aseyori. Agbara ti Olorun fi mu awon omo odo re duro ni ojo won ni. Loruko Jesu bi agbara yen wo mi.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kima kando roboshada ba kando roboshi. Rika sanda raka baba kondo roboshi na ba kawa. Olorun, Olorun, mesiwa.
Oluwa mi si awon omo odo re laaro yi. Oluwa so won di alagbara, so won dotun. Ran wa jade pelu ore ofe re. Ni oruko Jesu, Oluwa wa. Adua keta ta ma pari yi. Ise to Oluwa gbe le yin lowo yi. Ajeye le oje. Oni bi ati ri ototo ebun gba. Orisirisi ebun ti Olorun ti pe le yin lowo yi. To ba je iso tele ni ke gbajuma. To ba je igbani niyanju ni ka gbajuma. I beg gbadura, but I want to pray that the grace of God in your life is not for the great. Agba ladura pe Oluwa ori ofe ti mo gba yi o ani sima botare ori ofe yi nipa ti mo wa laye ti mo wa laye mi oni wo fi lo fogo re ori ofe to gbe wo mi yi koni baje ma mi lowo mo lori ofe yi fun itesiwaju irere. Let us pray right now that your gift, your grace, your anointing is not for the great. Oku oko le yan. Alaye ni o ma yan baba. Alaye ni o ma yan oma. O oku to ti ku ko le yan. Alaye ni o ma yan baba wa. Alaye ni o ma yan o baba. Alaye ni o ma yan oma. O ku to ti ku ko le yan. Alaye ni o ma yan baba wa. E gba ladura pe Oluwa ngo ni ku ti ngo fi si teyin rere yi. Ori ofe yi ko ni ku ma mi lara. Emi mi ma ti mo gba ko ni ku ma mi ninu. Gbogbo iran ti Olorun fi fun yin ke to wonu ise yi. All the vision God gave you, it do not die in your stomach. E je ka gbadura. Gbogbo ifororo yen ti Oluwa gbe le yin lori ko ni ku ma yin ninu o. Ara oni ku ma yin ninu. E dara ni eni eyin gangan ara oni ku ma yin ninu. Call on God this morning. There's something you call me to do. There's something you want to achieve in my life. It must not die in my stomach. My vision must not die in my stomach. My vision must not die in my belly. It must come to pass. It must become fulfilled in my lifetime. Oluwa igbona okan. Igbona okan lati se ise yi lati si Oluwa loju mejeji. Lord, give it to me. Release me unto greatness. Release me unto fruitfulness. Oh, kuto tiku. Ko le yan. Alaye ni o ma yan. Baba. Emi alaye ni o ma si yan. Baba. Emi alaye ni o ma si yan. Omo. O kuto tiku. Ko le si yan. Alaye ni o ma yan. Oh my God. Listen, maybe you don't understand the prayer. This is the final prayer. In the name of Jesus. Nibo ni John Wesley wa loni. Nibo ni John Wesley wa loni o. O tiku. Ajayi Crowder. Nibo baba wa loni o. O tiku. Samuel Rutherford níbo lọ wà lónìí ó
wọn ti kú.
Mose níbo ni Mose wà lónìí ó.
God said to Joshua, Moses, my servant is dead. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Igba lo nigba aka.
Àwọn tó ti ṣiṣẹ́ ẹ̀yìn rere wọn ti kú.
Àkókò ti yin lele. Wa sọ fọlọ́run, we will take that song. Èmi àlàyé ló lè sìn ọ́. Ezekiah sọ fún Ọlọ́run pé Olúwa Ṣọ́run pé òkú ò lè sìn ọ́. Èmi tí mo wà láàyè ni mo ṣiṣẹ́ rẹ̀. Orí ọ̀fẹ́ kò sì ní kú mọ́ mi nínú. Àrà tó lọ́ fàyè mi dà kò ní kú mọ́ mi nínú. Ìran tó fi hàn mí kí n tó wọnú iṣẹ́ yìí kò ní kú mọ́ mi nínú. Nígbà tí mo wà láàyè ni mo rògò rẹ̀. Are you ready for that prayer? Olúwa má jẹ́ kí n gbó kàngẹ́kàngẹ́ kí n tó débi tó ràn mí. Iṣẹ́ tó fi rán mi yí o, nígbà tí mo wà láàyè mi, òní wọ́n jẹ iṣẹ́ náà. We are going to beg God with that prayer. And what you are saying to God in that song ni pé Olúwa, torí pé àlàyé ni ó lè sìn ọ́, òkú tó ti kú ò lè sìn ọ́. Gbogbo àwọn tó ti kú àlè sọ nípa tí wọ́n mọ iṣẹ́ wọn ń tọ̀ wọ́n lẹ́yìn. But now I am the one alive. If we are talking about where are the ministers of the four dioceses, you are the ones. Whatever does not happen in this diocese now in your time is your fault. Mo fẹ́ kẹ́ kẹ́gbẹ́ àdúrà pé Olúwa o. Àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́ Bàbá. Àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́ ọmọ o. Òkú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́. Àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́. Òkú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́. Èmi àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́. Àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́ Bàbá. Òkú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́ mọ́. Àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́. Òkú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́ mọ́. Àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́. Èmi ni olùfọ́gò rẹ Olúwa, máa fòkúta rọ́pò mi o Bàbá Ọlọ́lá. Èmi ni kò lò fóògò rẹ Olúwa. Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà báyìí pé Olúwa nínú dáúsísì yìí, èmi àlàyé ni mo sìn ọ́. Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè, níwọ̀n ìgbà tí mo wà láàyè tí mo ti kú, jẹ́ kí iṣẹ́ rẹ kó tẹ̀síwájú lọ́wọ́ mi. Ẹ gbàdúrà. Ìwọ̀nba ọdún tó kù níwájú mi o, mo rògò rẹ̀. Iṣẹ́ rẹ ò ní yege mọ́ mi lọ́wọ́. Àṣeyọrí ìhìn rere yóò jẹyọ nígbà tí mo wà láàyè. Bí Olúwa ti wà láàyè, tí èmi náà sì wà láàyè, mo rí ògo Ọlọ́run. Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà. Jẹ́ kí a gbàdúrà. Elijah ló sọ pé bí Olúwa ti ń bẹ láàyè, tí èmi náà sì wà láàyè. Those are men who determined to see the glory of God in their lifetime. Òkú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́ mọ́. Èmi àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́ Bàbá. Òkú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́. Èmi àlàyé ni ó máa sìn ọ́ Ọlọ́run. Yes Lord. Yes Lord. Yes Lord. Yes Lord.
Ababa. I stand before you this morning again. As long as I live, I will serve you. As long as I live, oh Lord, I will serve you. This grace is not for the great. This grace, oh God, is not for the great. This grace in my life is not for the great. I must exploit your grace to the fullest to bless my generation. To bless my generation. Lord, I'm begging you this morning. Your grace in my life is not for the great. Yeah, kuribo shaka ya baba. Kole nyo alaye ni o ma nyo baba. Emi alaye ni o ma si o. Emi alaye ni o ma si o baba. Oh kuto tiku wo le si o ma. Emi alaye ni o ma si o baba wa. Thank you, Father, this morning. Thank you, Father, this morning. Lord, I'm praying. I stand before you as your servant this morning. We have talked about men of old. Won ti ku won ti lo. Awon baba wa ninu igbagbo won ti ku won ti lo. Awon ti sun. Emi loku bayi o. Ise yi ogbodo baje mami lowo ngba mo wa laaye. This diocese must not go wrong while I'm alive. Help us this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. I want you to stand and lift up your hand to God. That song, Timofeke Ekole Emeta, is a declaration for Oluwa. I want to take you to listen. I want you to see that you man will listen to that this is it. Shuma wa to wa to dasi yi. Ise re oni ba je ma wa lowo. Alaye ni o ma si o baba. Alaye ni o ma si o oma. O ku to ti ku ko le si oma. Alaye ni o ma si o. Oh, kuto tiku, ah, kole si oma, alaye ni oma si o. Baba wa, alaye ni oma si o. Emi ni oma si o. Ah, oh, kuto tiku, ah, kole si oma, oma. Baba, oh, kuto tiku. Oh, Lord Jesus. Mo wa fe ke gbo ba o se kole keta yi o. Emi ni mo ma si o, baba. Emi ni mo ma si o, oma. Oh, kuto tiku. Kole si o. Emi ni mo ma si o. Oh, kuto tiku. Ko le si o. Emi ni mo ma si o. Now we take that. You will not put your hand on your heart. Emi ni o. Emi ni mo si o. Emi ni mo si o. Emi ni mo ma si o. Emi ni mo ma si o. Oh, kuto tiku, kolesio. Awon Mose, awon Elijah, awon Jeremiah, awon Isaiah. Won ti se ti won ti lo. Emi loko, emi loko. Oh, kuto tiku. Kolesion. Emiloku. Now, I want you to look at your cathedral. Look at every parish. Toluwakuto, you see. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you were not in this position. Olorun wa gbe yin sibe. Pe paru tutu oba leta. Into oba ma se kari. O fe ke gba ipenija yin waju Olorun loni. I want to take your position this morning. That over that cathedral where you are the provost, or you are the dean, over that archdeaconry where God has made you the archdeacon, or the supervising priest, okuto tiku ko le sin Olorun nibe yen mo tani yo sin Olorun nibe yen o emi alaye ni. So you take your stand now, put your hand on your head, the second hand e gbe siwaju Olorun. Emeni wo ma si o baba. Emeni wo ma si o. O kuto tiku kolesio. Oluwa ran mi lowo o. O kuto tiku kolesio. Emeni wo ma si o. One more time. Emi ni mo ma si o. In that diocese, in that archdeaconry, in that village, okuto tiku ko le si o ma. Emi ni mo ma si o. Okuto tiku ko le si o.
Our Father, this morning, we take responsibility for what happens in these dioceses. Because any only way to bawash it, I want to take you more listen, Oma. I want Isaiah. I want Jeremiah. I want Moses. Nehemiah. What is it? John the Baptist. What is it here? Paul the Apostle. What is it here? Peter. John. What is it here? What is law? Bogwa. I want to take the data to set it up by study. What is law? Okuto tiku ko le si omo o Oluwa o ye wa yekeyeke la aro yin pe igba lo nigba nka o igba ti wa lo de yi o igba ti wa lo de yi o ati owo wa si owo re la aro yin loruko Jesu Kristi wa gbe wa ro. Ara to Olorun faye wada. Ara na o ni ku mo wa ninu. Ira to fi han wa. Gbogbo aso tele to ti so lori aye wa. Ta si gbo ipepe ise ran teni ka pari aye wa si. La aro yi loruko Jesu Kristi. Gbogbo iran na ko ni ku mo wa ninu o. Ipere lori aye wa ko ni mo oko. Ogo to gbe wo wa ko ni wo mi. Ni oruko Jesu Kristi. A o ni wo gbe fidi wo ninu aye o. Ako wi pe eyin omo mi. E ti sego won. Eyin ti segun aye nitori eni ti o n gbenu yin oju e oju eni ti n gbenu aye lo.
agbára àjàṣẹ́gun lórúkọ Jésù wa gbé wọ wá. Bí a ti náwó wa sí ọwọ́ rẹ láàárọ̀ yìí, iṣẹ́ tó gbélé wa lọ́wọ́, àjẹyè la ó jẹ, àṣeyè la ó ṣe. Ìjọ Anglika òní dòkun mọ́ wa lọ́wọ́, ìhìnrere kò ní bàjẹ́ mọ́ wa lọ́wọ́. Torí òkú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́ mọ́, èmi lókù kì í sìn ọ́. Àmọye ìgbà títí wá tó kù, ṣùgbọ́n ìwọ̀nba tó kù yìí, orí ọ̀fẹ́ tó gbé sínú ayé wa, àní sí mọ́sàárè. Orí ọ̀fẹ́ yìí yóò mẹ́sọ wa, orí ọ̀fẹ́ yìí yóò di àjàrà, orí ọ̀fẹ́ yìí yóò mú ìtẹ̀síwájú bá ìjọba rẹ. Ní àárọ̀ yìí Ọlọ́run yà wá sí mímọ́, ìgbóná ọkàn tá a ti lè fi Olúwa takuntakun lórúkọ Jésù gbé wo àwọn ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ. Bá ṣe kúrò lórí òkè yìí, tá a lọ síbi tí ìwọ Ọlọ́run ràn wá, lórúkọ Jésù máa bá wa lọ. Ní orúkọ Jésù máa bá wa lọ. Ní agbára ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù máa bá wa lọ. Fi àṣẹ bá wa lọ. Fi àṣẹ rẹ, fi ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ múlẹ̀ lẹ́nu wa. Gbogbo tá a bá gbédè kán máa gbé wọn dè lọ́rùn. Gbogbo àwọn tá a bá tú sílẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù máa tú wọn. Gbogbo bí táta bá fi ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ sọ̀yà fáwọn èèyàn lórúkọ Jésù kan máa jẹ́. Ó kú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́ mọ́, èmi ni ó máa sìn ọ́. Ó kú tó ti kú kò lè sìn ọ́ mọ́, èmi ni ó máa sìn ọ́. Baba, and as we go, Lord, let your face shine upon us. You are the Lord that has the keys of David. When you open, no man can shut. And when you shut, no man can open. And we hear you saying, behold, I have set before you an open door. Lord, we ask, let the door of ministry be open to your servant. Let the door of utterance be open to your servant. Ki lekun aseyori ko si fun yin. Ki lekun asejere aseyege ko si fun yin. Ki lekun irere ko si fun yin. Ki lekun ogun Olorun ko si fun yin. Kí ọ̀run kó sí lórí ayé yìí. Kí olùwàkọ́rọ̀ òjò ìbùkún. Kí olùwàkọ́rọ̀ òjò ìbùkún. Sórí ayé yìí. Sórí ìdílé yìí. Sórí àwọn ọmọ yìí. Sórí ìjọ yìí. Sórí iṣẹ́ yìí. Kí olùwàkọ́rọ̀ òjò ìbùkún. Sí orí dáúsíìsì tí olùwàgbé yìí sí. Kò jẹ́ pé ní ìgbà àti yìí. Ìṣe Olúwa yóò tẹ̀síwájú. Láì fọ̀tápẹ̀, ìṣe Olúwa ń lọ. Ògo ni fún bàbá. Ògo ni fún ọmọ. Ògo ni fún ẹ̀mí mímọ́. Ní orúkọ Jésù Kristì, Olúwa wa.